Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
On the eve of you-know-what, the sports headlines were also screaming. This is Archansky with the Wednesday Sports Notebook. I often write and record this show late at night to either include a UNC, a national event that just finished up, or to catch the latest breaking headlines. Tuesday night it was both, and the stories were major. From the upset of top-ranked Kentucky to a legitimate claim of cheating in baseball to what looks like a contrived chance for Colin Kaepernick to play again. Less than a week after beating the then number one team in the nation and ascending to the top line of the polls, Kentucky lost at home to 25-point underdog Evansville, which has a pretty good basketball tradition of its own. This is as embarrassing a loss as it could get for John Calipari and his Wildcats. They look pretty good at knocking off national favorite Michigan State on the neutral court of Madison Square Garden. But Evansville came into Lexington as the team picked to finish eighth in the Missouri Valley Conference, which is as mid-major as you can get. The Aces hit a pair of free throws with 6.8 seconds left. Next came another claim surfacing that the Houston Astros, who have been the best team in baseball over the last 3 years, truly did steal signals during the World Championship season of 2017. Mike Fies, a former Astros pitcher, blew the whistle on his former team, saying the Stros used a camera in center field to watch opposing catcher signs and sent info back to Houston's dugout. This is not the first time the allegation has been made, making the past claims all the more credible. The Astros management refused to comment other than to say they have the best players, the best manager, and the best fans. So why cheat, they implied. This one will be in the headlines until spring training. The third story that jumped off the sports front was that the NFL has called a hurried tryout for banned quarterback Kaepernick, who recently settled with the league for blackballing him after he knelt during the national anthem before games to protest unfair treatment toward minorities by police forces. The NFL didn't tell any team before calling the tryout for this Saturday in Atlanta, when it is impossible for most coaches and GMs who have a game the next day to be there. Kaepernick's agent asked to move the tryout to another day of the week, but the NFL said no. It looks like the league was making a token gesture for someone who hasn't played for 2.5 seasons and is likely done. So why do it? Commissioner Roger Goodell announced the ad hoc tryout at the most inopportune time for all the teams. Perhaps this was part of Kaepernick's settlement, since he is only 32 and still wants to play. Three stories that broke within hours of each other, with much of the world awaiting the impeachment hearings that start today. Ho-hum. This is Archansky. See ya.